Magic 107.5, 97.5 is the ride. Chubb Rockin' Side Man, Baby Chubb. We've got on the phone right now my man Roland Martin from News One in D.C. And I know you got a question for him.
Roland, what is really going on right now with this thing with the shooter in D.C.?
Well, Chubb, here's the deal. First of all, we have very few details right now in terms of today's shooting, Capitol Hill. What the Secret Service has already said is that a woman tried to ram the outer perimeter gate at the White House, and then she was then followed down the street and then ended up on Capitol Hill. And when she got out of her car, she was shot and killed. No one has any motive in terms of, you know, what was the basis of it. But that's really, at this point, all we really know about today's shooting. And so, you know, as usual, a lot of people are immediately jumping out and making all kind of assumptions and things along those lines. But at the end of the day, that's all we know thus far. And then a couple of media outlets are reporting, though, that a child was found in the woman's car.
So, supposedly, she's the mother of this child.
We don't know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The reality is she hasn't been named. No one has done any background checks. And so they are assuming she is the mother of the child. But again, nothing has been confirmed thus far. Any information released as to who she is, anything about the child, nothing along those lines.
Now, you're a political analyst and definitely well-renowned journalist and all these things political. I want to know, do you think that this will have an effect on maybe ending this federal lockdown?
No, because if it is shown that it has no bearing whatsoever on the government shutdown, I don't think for a second it'll have any impact. And again, until we know more details about exactly who this woman is, you know, frankly, I just look at it as being something that happened in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill.
So let's switch gears to just the lockdown. Your estimate on the negotiations and how they are going during this time?
Well, it's very simple. The Republicans want to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. They want to see it destroyed. And so when you have people say, oh, the president and Democrats in the Senate and the House, they won't negotiate with us. Well, if you know the person who you're talking to, does not want to negotiate in good faith. If you know that their motive at the outset is to destroy what is already law that you've already signed, that the Supreme Court has ruled to be constitutional, then exactly what is there to negotiate? I mean, this to me is sort of like someone saying, okay, I want to kill you. So let's sit down and let's talk about how I'm going to do it. So let's chat about, shall I shoot you, drown you, poison you, run you over in a car, throw you out of a plane? Let's negotiate that. There's nothing to negotiate. And so this is not a situation where the Republicans have said, look, we know this is the law, but we want to fix some things we find problematic. We want to adjust some things. No, they want to end it, period. So exactly what are you going to negotiate? There is something to negotiate. So the president's stance is right. And what he's saying is, you don't like the Affordable Care Act. So what they're doing is they're trying to attach them wanting to destroy the Affordable Care Act to anything. So let's say we're going to shut the government down. We're not going to approve any government funding for anything unless you make these changes. Keep in mind, Chuck, the Republicans, the House Republicans, are 0-46. 0-46 in trying to end the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
They are literally the Washington Generals of politics. All they've done is lose. So what are they to talk about? It makes no sense. There's nothing. The president is right to say we're not going to have any discussion whatsoever.
I appreciate you, brother.
Not a problem, Doc. Anytime.